Let's open our Bibles today to the book of Matthew, chapter 21. And we're going to put our finger on verse 23 through 25. Let's go. And when he, who's Jesus, was coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, I'm going to ask you a question. Which of you tell me? I and likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was it the baptism of John? Or was it from heaven? Or is it of men? Well, today we're on episode 226 of our covenant devotions of rest and righteousness. Be sure to bookmark, follow some of the links that we are continually making available for you to bless your day. You know, I was outside mowing my yard when a sudden storm was on the horizon and the sky got so dark. So I commanded the storm to cease and the rain to stop until I got my yard cut. And I told the weather, "You'll rain when I say it rains. Rain, you're in covenant with me through God, and you're designed to enforce covenant to be a blessing to me." All of a sudden, a small branch came down off the tree, and it broke in half, and it hit my roof. It's true. I said, "Wind, you are in covenant with God, and you were designed to enforce covenant." And all of a sudden, the wind stopped, and then thunder came. I'm telling you, this is the truth. Thunder came, and the sky got darker. I said, "Thunder? Thunder, you're designed to enforce covenant and be a blessing to me." You know, we talk a lot about these few scriptures. What is authority? They asked Jesus, "By what authority do you do what you do?" And right before they asked him, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree." Remember when he spoke to it and then dried out? Now hold on, we're not going the direction you might think we're going. But also Jesus went on to say, "If you say into that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, it will be done. And all these things, whatsoever things ye ask in prayer, believe that ye shall receive." But let me ask you, did you ever read today's scripture? They went on to say, "By what authority do you do these things?" And Jesus said, "The baptism of John, or is it the baptism of heaven, or is it the baptism of men?" You see, when John baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, heaven opened. And the baptism of covenant, it says the Spirit, like a dove, came upon him, and the Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." See, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit coming down out of heaven, resting on Jesus, or baptizing Jesus, is covenant. 1 John 5 says, "These three things bear witness in heaven, and they are one: the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit." Jesus walked in covenant because he was one with covenant. And he was one with all the resource of covenant, because covenant was upon him, who is the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. But at the same time, Jesus came born of covenant. You read those few verses after this in 1 John 5, and you'll see that Jesus came by way of blood, water, and spirit. How those three things bear witness in the earth, and they bear record that these things are faithful and true. So we have to understand that it's covenant that calls Jesus to walk in authority, but it's covenant that calls what Jesus said to be quickened. Isn't that amazing? When a disciple walks a life that practices covenant, they understand what calls his words to be quickened. You see, when quickening comes, that's faith. Did you get it? Faith is the quickening work of how covenant operates, or the testimony of covenant at work. And this quickening work of covenant is designed to work on behalf of the disciple who walks in covenant. This is what Jesus relied upon. He relied upon the quickening work of covenant, because the quickening work is the Father who works through him by the Spirit. Jesus said, I've only come to reveal the Father. My meat is to do the will of the Father, or to walk in covenant. Just think, if creation designed to enforce covenant with God, how much more is the disciple? Covenant is the foundation of authority, not faith. Because faith is the quickening testimony of covenant at work on behalf of a disciple. Isn't that good news? Let's have a moment of our confession. Are you ready? I acknowledge I'm one in covenant with God. Covenant is authority, and I walk in authority because I'm one with authority. And it's covenant that quickens what I say. It's covenant that brings to me what I speak into being. All my resources are found hidden in covenant. I praise you, oh my God, that I'm in covenant with you in rest and righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. This is an excerpt from Beyond the Veil Prophetic Ministry blog. You can also find the readings there, along with the link that's provided in our community. But you can find these all in one place on Covenant Daily Devotions at Online School of Prayer. Well, thanks for listening today. Thanks for taking this to your secret place and studying God's Word. Be sure to subscribe to these same places that you hear this from. And if you're in your secret place and you think of this message today, just remember that you have all the authority, because heaven is connected to you in covenant. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and everything that you say, covenant is there to quicken, to give you the expected end. The quickening work of covenant is faith. Will you steal away in the secret place today? In Jesus' name, I'm Sister Laura.